This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Ignorant people are part of the problem. So be part of the solution. Get some information. Know what you're doing. Know what you're talking about. Now, in this hour, it's just amazing. In this hour, we may end up with a speaker. I'll bring that to you if and when it happens. We have 13, what did he strike? He struck out 13 times, right? Now we're going into the 14th round of voting. I'm surprised he didn't have a flat spot on his head. So they're reconvening now. We should have some information here shortly. And I am sure that Sonja Schmidt will love to weigh in on this when something actually does or doesn't happen. What? You have that look on your face.
No, I wish I knew more about what the Speaker of the House does. All I know is from Nancy Pelosi, and I know that she was the evil queen that got a lot of stuff done. And I have yet to see anybody on our side be as effective. So, and I do, and I have watched Andrew, who I think plays two ends against the middle. I don't like him. I loved the handful of people who said they're never McCarthy's. I don't know if their stand was effective in trying to create something better because he's going to be named Speaker. But this feels an awful lot like when we had McCain crammed down our throat.
Yep.
When we had Romney crammed down our throat. I mean, it's like we never get our pick. And if we did go with these rotten people, they never rise to the occasion. You know, the left, they sign on to any doggone thing. They're so in lockstep.
Yeah.
And it works out well for them.
Yeah, but
them.
You know why they were locked. Come on, let's just be honest about this, all right? It wasn't because they were in lockstep. It's because Nancy Pelosi was a dictator. The reason she was so successful is her own group was afraid of her, and the right was afraid of her. So when the woman spoke, people, like, passed out.
But it worked out in their favor.
I hear you. I don't disagree.
You don't have name one thing that's worked out in our favor, other than, thank goodness, Trump rose up.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have one thing. Like we just talked about in the other segment, we have innocent people locked in prison right now.
Yeah.
We don't get nothing. When I, you know, I've been obsessed with Anthony Fauci documentaries and Robert F. Kennedy book about it. If this ain't the Nuremberg trial, if something doesn't happen as a result of this, then
They're no different.
We just get what we deserve.
So I argued with a colleague about this the other day, which was he doesn't like McCarthy because McCarthy said that he would not push for impeachment of Joe Biden. And I said, I'm okay with that. And he said, well, why would you be okay with that? At least everything would get out. I said, no, you don't. We're going to, is that what we're going to do? We're just going to sit there and do committees to try to nail somebody. It would never go through. We don't have two-thirds of Congress. So why waste your time? There's other ways to show how, what a thief, what a crook he actually is, without actually going for impeachment. It's a total waste of time. And actually, it turns people off.
And what would those ways be?
Doing the committees that they're doing, targeting, laser
focusing.
And
nobody watches.
Oh, I don't care if anybody watches them. I care what comes out of them.
But they have the media on their side. Listen, I agree with you. I'm just playing.
Well, look, even though they had the media on their side, you might have been one of the 1,300 to watch, but, you know, the January 6th proceedings, they didn't do well at all in the ratings. People weren't watching them. CNN and such were reporting on the quote-unquote highlights of the day, but that was about it.
Bang. They can do the highlights, and they can sway public opinion. So if you talk to people on the left, which, God, I hope you don't have to, but if you public opinion, yeah, is still that there was an insurrection by Trump supporters, and Trump influenced them to do that because of how they manipulate the whole thing, no matter what the hearings did or did not do. We just want to find a way. We are, and I've talked to you about this all year, and now people are, I'm so happy people are starting to use the term. We have been so gaslighted, and to be gaslighted is maddening. And that's what happens to us if all of these things.
But the term might be used more. But you're actually believing that people are paying attention. You have so much more optimism than I do. I always joke and say, you know, the American people voted for Obama twice. Okay, then the American people vote if. If Joe Biden or if the chasm was bigger, there is no way they could have cheated the way they did to get Joe Biden in. No way.
So I think I'm being pessimistic here.
I'm gonna go get an optimist pill. I'll be back in a minute. You too. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure. They're having nominations for speaker now, which is kind of a waste of time, I think. You know, I mean, seriously. We know that it's going to be between two people. Well, I should say between two people. We're not going to get the Democrat. I hope to God we're not going to get the Democrat. There was a rumor going on earlier that McCarthy was going to work a deal with the Dems to get the few extra votes he needed. But he would only do it, they would only vote for him if he agreed to do certain things. They were pretty sick. But here's the deal. I actually said this to somebody. I said, look, tell them to take the deal, get the votes, and do what they've done to us a dozen times over the years. Tell them to go pound sand. You got the speakership. What are they going to do to you? And they do it to us all the time. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-7464. 5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Kind of work through some of the issues of the day. The hot issues of the day, I guess. And are you watching this, Sonia? Are you paying attention? You just don't care.
This is deeply in the weeds. It's inside baseball. And I think that the average person, and I count myself as one of those, is operating on gut feelings, and we're so tired of losing and being gut punched and being misled, lied to,
right,
told that our candidates are going to work on our behalf, even though our gut tells us that, look, we knew McCain who he was, we knew Romney who he was. But you're saying that you're thinking that what you just said is that you think that you make a deal, they make a deal, and then our speaker says, go pound sand. That would be great.
We don't have the guts to do it.
But we don't have the guts to do it. And that's what the American
people... Listen, I'm afraid that the American people... Look, you and I have had this conversation a million times, right? With the exception of some. But I think the American people have been so dumbed down from an educational standpoint. It's not just guts. They don't really know what it takes to do it. They don't understand how it works. When you have a whole group of people that are protesting for the president to leave, it's not how a president gets elected. You don't protest the president in and out of office in this country. He was voted in by the majority of the people. You don't get a say at that point.
Right.
You know, and
that is true, yes.
Right. It and
very ignorant about
but it's not just that, too. It's, you know, they go to SCOTUS. They're out in front of the Supreme Court, and what are they protesting? Well, they're protesting that the Supreme Court isn't taking their feelings into consideration, right? Well,
right.
Judges are not there to care how you feel, because your feelings have absolutely nothing to do with the law. The law is the law is the law. And that's what they're supposed to be ruling on.
However, Jeff.
Oh, here we go. Here's that big butt again. Go ahead.
Here's my big butt. I'm going to throw it into the room. If you have a media that promotes emotions and feeling, and the Democrat Party is famous for this, you're right, it is a dumbing down, but it's very powerful. It's worked for them. It's why Seattle can burn up their town, and we can't go walking into the Capitol building and leave out the back door without being arrested.
Right.
So the media is very, very powerful. I remember working on Hollywood television shows for children, and they would promote emotion over fact. And I would be the only girl in the room going, this makes no sense. But, yeah, we did stories about protesting. Like, but they're protesting something that's stupid. It doesn't matter. It's their passion that makes it
okay if they're passionate about it, right?
Passionate.
Yeah.
And that's what the left believes. And to be honest, passionate is a lot easier to promote, to put on a TV show.
Fact. I get it. But we've done that to our people. That was not the same 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
No, but we also didn't have 24/7 television and Disney channels
and
all these
Twitter
things.
And Twitter.
Exactly.
And
you don't have those things to compete
yeah.
with. And we are not doing a great job in figuring out how to combat that.
I'm going to bring it back to the adults in the room and the parents. Okay? You allow your kids to get away with this stuff. They start thinking this is an okay way to do things.
How do you do that if the world is promoting one thing and you're the guy? I'm not saying you ain't supposed to do it.
First of all, we're in the world, but we're not of the world, if you would.
Of the
okay,
world. That's great.
And just because everybody, what?
But our kids are of the world.
Right, but it's that defeatist attitude is, I don't want them to feel ostracized or whatever. No, let them feel ostracized.
I don't think we should do, right.
You make sure that when they see these nudie pictures, when they see those drag queens coming into the room, that they're so uncomfortable that they'll actually walk out of the room.
Let me tell you, exactly. And that's what I talked to my grandson about, is your gut feeling and where the Holy Spirit comes in and all that. You do what you do your job. But I had to talk to my black grandson. I don't know that you've you know, have a grandson. But he asked me for a picture that he took. It was a family picture. We took it for my mother's last birthday before she died. And my grandson was holding up peace signs. Now, he's got dreads, gorgeous little dreads with blonde tips, and he's holding up peace signs. Luckily, his grandfather said, don't do things with your hands or pictures because you could be mistaken for throwing up gang signs and put yourself in deep trouble. He didn't remember that, but he wanted the picture. And I said, I'm not sending you that. Now, we pixelated out his hands, but I said, I'm not giving you that picture. And I was able to have a conversation with him about why. And he started crying. And he goes, well, that's stupid. How could people think? I'm just giving a peace sign. How could people think that that's a... Because people do. They're going to see a brown boy with dreadlocks and throwing up signs. They can't, they're not going to take the time to see.
Right.
And if you're trying to get a job later on and you have, like, these kids in Portland or Washington, probably never fall on them. But if you're trying to get a job and people go back because everything is on the internet, they see you throwing up signs, even though it's a peace sign, they don't take the time. They don't know.
Look, I don't disagree with you, but when do we take the narrative back? When do we take the narrative back? Now, look. I see what you're saying your grandson was doing. I get it. You know, I have a different viewpoint. The peace sign is not all over the place. It's in one direction, looking one way, you know, the other way. But that's either here or there. When do we...
You know what it is with a 10-year-old. He's just doing this.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. When do we start taking it back? When do we start taking the narratives back with our kids and with ourselves?
What do you mean taking the narrative back? We have to keep our kids safe.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that after the commercial, unless you want to talk to yourself. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students applied for an internship with the police department in Pullman, Washington.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullman, which is just miles miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The chair of the Senate Commerce Committee says the panel intends to hold hearings after Southwest Airlines canceled nearly 16,000 flights last week. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell said on Wednesday that her committee will hold hearings, quote, to examine how to strengthen consumer protections and airline operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
It was a pleasure to have you with me. The numbers are climbing. But I'm not going to really give you any until we get into the meat of it. You know how it goes. 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Listen, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring it back in. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. And I do appreciate her time with me. You know, and she's got, again, there's so much going on. I don't have a handle on everything. I don't always know what's going on. So it's nice to have somebody that'll kind of hold my feet to the fire. Right, Sonia?
Well, you have more of your feet on the fire than I do. But I love this topic of McCarthy. It looks like you saw that there would be some benefit of him becoming Speaker of the House because there was some negotiation going on about how to make the party more conservative or the House more conservative. Am I misnaming that, or did you? Because I didn't see that. I just wanted him gone.
I don't see it. Listen, I don't know of many people that believe that McCarthy will make the House more conservative.
But even with these concessions, do you think?
Well, he wanted to, look, this is be honest about it. He made the concessions, or was willing to make the concessions, because he wants the power.
Yes. Do you think that he's going to be beholding to these concessions? That's the problem, is we know that we can't trust this man.
No. You know what? People who don't have integrity don't have integrity no matter what.
Integrity, exactly.
Okay. And he will find a way out of it. He will scream that, you know, hey, look, I had my back to the corner, or I was backed into a corner. This is what I have to do. This is what I had to do to make things work. You watch.
For himself. For his power.
It's the power thing. The power thing eats these people up.
Yes. And I get the attraction.
Really?
Well, I do. If you're operating out of human nature, yeah, and that's why the forefathers were so brilliant, and that's why the Bible is so brilliant in demonstrating human nature. We ain't right.
Yep. No, and, you are right. When you talk to these people, our founding fathers knew. They knew that man was inherently
capable of doing
evil. okay? Which is why they put some of the safeguards in place they did. But we have changed them over the years because we are evil. They made them too easy to change, I guess is what I'm saying. You know?
Seriously.
I mean, if you really, now you took the class, but you probably don't remember, so I'm gonna give the class again. But if you understand where the judiciary is supposed to be in the process, if you understand where the Senate, why senators were appointed by governors or local legislatures as opposed to by the people, you know, there were reasons they put this stuff in place. The Electoral College that they're trying to get rid of now, there were reasons that our founding fathers put those things in place.
So I think that if we have, again, I went to public school. I don't know what power the speaker has, but he has a lot of sway in power.
Well, think about something. So, not to interrupt you, but he's the Speaker of the House, okay? Number three in line for the presidency. That's number one. Number two is he lays out the agenda for the whole Congress. What's going to come up? What's going to be brought up in front of? How it's going to be brought up? Whether he's going to allow amendments to it? He's got a lot of power in that one seat.
That's what I understand. So if he's in bed with the Democrat Party, and I don't think he's being humbled at all about these concessions that he's making, because I don't believe that he will make them.
Yeah, he's never been on our side to begin with.
Never been on our side.
And I think that's why Boebert and others, they know it. But here's the Republican way. Let's beat the crap out of the person we don't want, but let's make sure we don't put anybody up that we do want.
They tried.
We've already worked it. No, they didn't. Give me a break. They didn't try.
You go to
Jim Jordan and you say, Jim, you really need to take this job, and I'm going to nominate you whether you want it or not, and we'll shame you into taking it. Well, how'd that work out? It didn't.
So are you saying that there was somebody that they could have nominated that would have been a viable
candidate? I think they could have worked on somebody months ago when they knew this was coming up. They knew
exactly.
This was happening, and they didn't. Okay?
Yes. I agree.
And I think part of what teed off some of these people big time, what teed me off too, is McCarthy moving in to the Speaker's office, right? I mean, he had no right moving in there yet. It really, really is a bit cocky to go take that office and start taking on the role as a Speaker when you don't have it yet. And shows you that he doesn't really have a strategy when he... 13, what are we up on? 13 votes? 14th round of votes?
He knew he had it as much as Katie Hobbs knew she had the Arizona. They know the fix is in, and they know how to do it. McCarthy is more Republican than he is Republican, which means he knows how to work the system and win. I don't want to be a downer. It's the first Friday of the new year, and I just don't
want
to. I don't want to say we're losers by nature.
It doesn't mean anything. You know, Tammy and I were sitting here on New Year's Eve, and I saw a tweet by Dana Loesch, and it made a lot of sense, okay? The reason I say that is, why do we make such a big deal and celebrate the new year the way we do, even to the point where people die because there's too much celebration? I'm just asking. I mean, she made a good point. It was like, what's so special about the day?
Well, I think it's like spring, or, you know, we have an opportunity for new growth, for something new. So I don't think there's something inherently wrong with us going, okay, let's put the past behind us and let's start a new year. Unfortunately, we drag the crap that's from the old year into the new year. Joe Dan, our mutual friend, sent me a cartoon that has all these people hiding behind a wall, and they have like a broomstick, and they're poking it into a door. Barely open.
I saw that.
And it says, I sent it to you. It says 2023. We're all feeling that. 2022 was ugly for many reasons. I've known there's been so many deaths and problems and health things. People went through it in 2022. And 2023 is a possibility for new growth, but we're It's the first time I've seen people send out something like that that says, we're scared.
There's all kinds of stuff going on right now. I mean, you look at the World Health Organization, again, now is raising the flag, the proverbial flag, and saying, look, we've seen the Omicron subvariant XBB.5.3.9.1.7 is on the increase and has now been identified in more than 25 countries. Well, you know, what does that mean? What does that really mean as we're coming into this?
And this is one of the things that I knew 20 years ago when I wrote my book on global warming, but I know it even more now, that COVID was used to achieve many of the things that the globalists and the Democrats wanted. And if you think that our variants are going to end now, you got another thing coming.
Oh, no. No time soon.
So how do you deal with it? So what do you do? And let me just, I just hear
you won't like what I'm going to tell you. It's going to be civil disobedience at a level they've never seen since the 60s. That's what it has.
What does it look like? What does that look like?
What does that look like? That's people. You don't get the vaccines. Okay, that is. You realize the average school has between 1,500 and 2,800 kids in it, right? Which means they have at least that many parents, if not more. You show up for school. You bring your kids into those classrooms, whether they've been vaxxed or not vaxxed, whether they have masks on or not masks on, and you demand that your kids be taught. That's what it looks like.
It looks like
filling the halls of L.A. County, the Board of Supervisors, with thousands and thousands of parents in the halls doing a sit-in and saying, no, we're not leaving until you lift the mandates. I mean, we don't do that anymore.
You think that people are well-informed enough to do that? Or will they just go, I got to work?
I think they're well-informed, but you grew up same time I did, and you've been browbeaten to believe in you can't beat the government. No. Be back in a few minutes, people. Local Far, a lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Jew.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 in the chat room. I think you're right. C-SPAN is like watching grass grow. It is probably the most least exciting network that you possibly have. And I know they're not there to entertain. They are there specifically to give us up. But God, be a little creative, for God's sakes. 855-REAL Joe, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her input into what's going on and what's happening, Sonia. Somebody did ask
me. I have to correct you on something. Don Lemon.
You can correct me on a lot of stuff. Go ahead.
Don Lemon said CNN is not fake news, so.
CNN's not fake news?
That's what Don Lemon said. So
Don Lemon. That's why they didn't see
that. That's what I said. He's not. He's.
Donnie L.
Yeah. Donnie,
I still find it interesting that he finds all, especially white males, are the devil, and he's sleeping
and
he's
married.
The devil.
And he's married to one.
Yeah, sleeping with the devil. Good for him. What was I going to say to you, Don? I forgot. Oh, you know, you've got these people that are calling the holdouts terrorists, if you would, or rhinos, or what have you in the party. Do you believe that?
I don't, and they've been the first people in a long time who've encouraged me. Did I think that they were going to win in the long run? No. I do wonder, are they going to pay repercussions for this?
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you think? What do you think is going to happen to them?
First of all, he's got three that voted against him so far. So two more he's done.
McCarthy.
Yeah. So he can only lose one more vote, and they're only, right now it's 162-154. McCarthy's at 162. Jeffries is at 155 now. And others is three. One voted present. If he can get a couple of people to vote present, he's still okay, too. I won't get in the weeds with you, but he'll be fine also.
I know. My head will explode. But the people who are just like never McCarthy's, so as time goes on, because he's going to get nominated. As time goes on, what's going to happen to them and what they need for their constituents and what's going to happen to those guys?
You know exactly what's going to happen. Their offices are going to be next to the bathroom with leaky toilet.
I may be honest
about it, right?
Seriously. It's so sad that when you stand up for truth and valor and all this stuff, it is the way it is.
No, it wasn't always like this. We allowed it to go in this direction. I mean, I'm not trying to look at.
I think that people who stood up for truth and valor always pay the price. I don't think this is just in this arena.
You have, I have, so.
Yes. Yeah.
If I had to live in a one-bedroom RV, you know, and my wife was on board with it, so be it.
If your wife was on board, and then you have to decide. Well, what means more to me? These guys who they're talking about made deals with McCarthy and they switched their votes. I don't know if they switched their vote because they had deals that benefited themselves or did they have deals that benefited the American people. They're trying to project this in a way that says we're going to have a more conservative house. But we don't know that yet. We know that, you know, it's Lucy in the football all the time for many, many years. So they're going, we're going to have a more conservative house. And then when it comes to it, what's going to happen? We're just like, rightfully so, very, 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 we're very confused and just, we just don't know what's going to happen to us. We're very skeptical. I'm just going to go back to
we need to fight to take it back. There is no other way to do
mean?
It. We fight to
mean?
Take it
How
back.
Do that?
But we finally, it's what I've been saying, but nobody's really, you know, hearing what I'm, you, by fighting to take it back, you don't wear the mask into the store. And it's not a one-on-one
That's
thing, because a lot of you do that, right?
Those are individual things.
Don't do it individually. Do it in groups. Look, I'm tired of hearing I have no friends or I don't have the... Yes, you do. Everybody does, okay? Because you are on a phone tree somewhere when somebody has a cause, right? They're not going to let the kids celebrate Halloween. And all of a sudden, there's 3,000 moms knocking at the front door, right? But we can have books with men that have, you know, erect penises in them. Where are the parents? You get a half a dozen of them that'll scream and yell, but where the rest of them? You need to shut that school down. And we don't do that because we don't want our kids to be single. I don't want those moms to think I'm... Stop it.
We're saying two different things. It's like, if we get in groups and we can make change, then we can make change. But we can't make these groups because people don't really... They don't want to sign on to write.
Well, I told...
You know, I sent you a link earlier today about the L.A. Zoo, yeah. Los Angeles.
Oh, well, go ahead and talk about it. We got, you know, 6 minutes.
I didn't even read it. I was so disgusted. I read the headline that said the L.A. Zoo is hosting a drag queen show for the
animals? I mean...
It says, well, it does say from children to infants.
Okay.
So we're in Los Angeles. But we live in-
and where are the parents? Where are their moms? Where are the donors to the zoo that are blocking the entrance?
I can guarantee you there will be more people taking their children to see the show than Paris blocking the entrance.
I don't disagree with you. That's kind of my point.
So, going back to the McCarthy thing, we just want to win what's right. We're not asking for anything that's, like, crazy. We're asking for things that are right. Who's got our back? How is this going to happen?
You have a handful of people that have your back, right? And, like, right now with the 20 of them, they're asking for help. They screwed up. Their strategy was terrible. You know?
I'll say that again. Their strategy was
their
terrible.
Their strategy is terrible. Their
so how could they have made this better?
Knee-jerk. Their strategy is not long-term. They should have looked at Kevin back in August and gone, you ain't getting it, bro.
Exactly. And that's what drives us crazy about our own party and even the people who believe in what we believe in. It's like, dudes, why didn't you plan for this? Wait, you knew it was coming. Who the hell else was there other than McCarthy?
Yeah, I mean, Steve Scalise, he would have been a good one.
Been a good one, but they didn't set that up.
No, you're exactly right. Well, part of it in this business, you know, I mean, people getting some inside baseball could have dealt with some of these people. They know he wants it. They perceive that he's probably going to get it. They don't want to be the one that kept him from getting it or spoke negatively about him. So they're not saying anything. And they're allowing him to skate along doing what he's doing. Right now, he's embarrassed. He's got a real problem with credibility. Because if I'm a Democrat, I'm sitting there going, he's got no support. So
exactly.
Some of these bills he's going to bring up, we're going to make life a living hell for him.
For him. He's going to have to come into our camp to get...
Yep. No crying. We have no crying.
Can we talk about Christmas? I just feel like we're in McCain. This is like if McCain were president.
Look, I bucked the system early on, okay? And when I came into our area, the Republicans had their hierarchy set up. You followed and you got in line. You did what you were told to do. You didn't run unless they gave you permission to run the whole nine yards. Well, I wasn't ornery. I just was too stupid to know better.
Right.
Okay? I mean, just let's be honest about it. And they're like, you can't run. I go, well, I'm living in America. Of course I can run.
Right, but I think a lot of Americans were too stupid to know better years ago. But after years of McCain, after years of Paul Ryan, Boehner, after all these years, we got it now. We don't know how to play the game. We don't play the game like the... We don't play the game. We're left in the dark.
We're still playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules.
Exactly.
Yep.
And here we are again with this McCarthy thing. And sure enough, as my mother would say, as you said, we didn't play this game early enough. If they had a viable candidate early on, they should have set this stuff up so they could have hit the thing running.
See, right. So let me tell you something. What could have / should have happened is there should have been that quote-unquote phone tree going down, okay, that would have called every one of these congressional offices, should have been pounding on these people as to who to vote for or who not to vote for, and I've run out of time, done it to myself again. We have no results yet. Can't believe that. Anyway, Sonia, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always
hasta luego, potato. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, yep, and stay safe over the weekend. Don't be stupid. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Oh, they make me so mad. I can't.